It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from those aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection of tires, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. We got Brian Lewis, who covers the Brooklyn Nets for the New York Post. He's a friend of the show, friend of ours in the business as well, and he will join us at the bottom of this hour for more insight on what is going on with Kyrie Irving and the Nets. And we're staying there, folks. This is, again, the big story of the day. This is what everybody wants to talk about. Everybody's thinking about. No football this weekend unless you count flag football.
Oh, stop.
At the Pro Bowl in Vegas as football. Or dodgeball, maybe.
Yeah, oh, dodgeball.
That was riveting last
yes,
night.
Classic dodgeball. Epic. No, they called it epic dodgeball last
epic,
night.
Epic. So, Rob, let's go here. A lot of people, I think we may have broached it or mentioned it. And obviously, some callers mentioned. And Rob G is just hyped.
He's giddy.
Rob
like
G
a school
put his
girl.
Little $3 on, you know, Lakers at 50-1 odds to win the championship. And he is just swears that they're about to get Kyrie and win it all. And so let's talk about the possibility, the notion of Kyrie Irving going to the Lakers. Now, let me start with this, Rob. The Nets over the summer, because remember, Kyrie was in play over the summer. They had no interest in Russell Westbrook. And Mark Stein brought it up. He said, look, I mean, first of all, Rob, it obviously goes as a player. They probably don't want him. But beyond that, they already are in the luxury tax, I believe. And this would put him even further because he makes
he
more. He makes
$10
about
million.
$10 million more than Kyrie.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And so they don't want to take him on. So this notion that, oh, they just, and you even mentioned it earlier, this notion that, oh, but he comes off the cap. Well, Kyrie does too.
Exactly.
So if it's just a cap hit, right, you know, you'll let Kyrie walk. And Rob, you don't have to pay all that extra luxury tax. So I think barring a three-team deal, and this is where Rob Pelinka would earn his money, is if he can somehow find a three-team deal that satisfies the Nets and they are able to get Kyrie Irving, then more power to him. But, Rob, I think it's going to be incredibly difficult. Now, if I were the Nets, and I said this earlier, I don't even know if they do this with the luxury tax situation, but I talked to Kevin Durant. Would you be interested in playing with Russell Westbrook again? They were, Rob, even though they didn't win a championship, they were really a really good team. They got to the finals, obviously. They had Harden that year.
They beat
some really good Spurs teams in the playoffs. And injuries befell them as much as anything. Durant was hurt at a point. Westbrook was hurt at a point. Serge Ibaka's hurt at a point. And I'm not saying they would win it, but we both think if Westbrook were in a different situation, he could put up very good numbers. I don't think Durant will want to entertain it, but I would see if he's interested. But overall, bottom line, Rob, I don't think that Westbrook is going to end up with the Nets, and I think it's going to be difficult for the Lakers to get Kyrie.
I agree. I just think there's too many things. Chris, financially, you just said it. Because when you get over a certain threshold, that's almost double you paying $2 for one.
And even more at times.
Right. So what are you doing there? Does that make any sense, right?
To not win.
Right. That makes no sense. You would say entertain it if you were like, oh, if we get him, we're going to win the championship. That's not what this is. Okay. Number two, you know, that Westbrook was a long time ago. He's now been on four teams in 6 years or whatever it is.
Houston, Washington, OKC before that, of course, and the Lakers. Yep.
So that's four teams in the last 6 years. This is the first team he's been with 2 years in a row because they couldn't get rid of him, Chris. It's not like they couldn't get rid of him over the summer. They tried.
Boy, did they try.
And then last night was like, and I know Chris, his numbers are a little bit better, but not that much better from a year ago.
The numbers weren't bad a year ago. It's just the fit, and it's just play decision making. You know what I mean?
It's the turnovers.
He's playing fine, but
last night it was 2 for 16 from the field. It's nights like that where you scratch your head and you can't figure it out. And I just don't see if I'm the Nets, I'm just like, I'm just going to ride this out. And you know what? If this is not meant to be and he wants to leave and we can't sign him, we'll just have to accept it and move on and take the L. Take the L in life sometimes, Chris. Take the L if the L is not taking back something you don't want and having a guy not satisfying him, right? Like letting him win and get whatever he wants. He ruined what we have. Yep. He put his foot in our birthday cake, and now you're going to go out and buy him cake and two cupcakes. Right. Are you going to do that? I'm not doing
that. And I'm with you. Like we said, they should negotiate from a position of strength.
Play hardball like you said, they did with Durant.
Right. If he wants to walk, peace.
Right.
Peace. I mean, you've been great at times, but you've been more of a headache. I hate to say it, but it's true. You've been a headache. And, Rob, they caught major flack earlier in the season for all that stuff that was going on.
Yep.
And so it just is what it is, man. And, you know.
But let me say this.
Right, if the Lakers did get him, Rob, and we're going to assume, and it – you know, do you know what they say about when you assume? But
yes,
I'll say it. If they got Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis stays healthy, they the favorites in the West. Do you disagree with that?
I disagree. I think that's only on paper. I think that they are too much of. Do you remember the last time, Chris? And I know this is different. I don't want to. Remember a couple years ago when I said that the Lakers wouldn't make the play-in? This was not last year. This was 2 years ago, whatever, when they didn't make it.
and I said too many things have to go right. Do you remember that? I don't know if you. I said the issue was too many things have to go right for it to work. And that is whenever you're asking for,
I think six was that
things.
Westbrook's first year there.
Yeah, remember I was like, okay. I think like too many things have to go right, you know, for them to be able to make this work. And it didn't happen. They didn't make it. The same thing here. I hear you on paper. You look at it and say, oh, they got Kyrie. Okay, they got LeBron. Okay, and you got Anthony Davis. Wow, you should three players in the NBA of that ilk. You should be the favorite.
Right.
Can't count on AD. Can't count on LeBron to fully stay healthy the whole time. I mean, knock on wood so far.
Yeah, I mean, because he's had a little earlier
in the year he had an injury. Early.
Yeah, but he's, you know what I'm saying? Like, this year he's been a little different, yeah.
Yep, okay. And then you don't know what Kyrie, the wild card. And that is the issue. Yeah, does he have flashbacks from the last time he wanted away from LeBron? Does LeBron do something that, you know what I mean? He's like, nah.
Well, Kyrie's always going to be that wild card.
No, he's like, wild card.
Right. And I feel like this, and Mark Stein kind of alluded to it, Rob. See, I remember when you said so much has to go right, and you were right. But I don't think nearly as much has to go right this time. Like, if they were to get Kyrie, obviously, AD's got to stay healthy. I think LeBron, now, he's old, so maybe not. I think he'll be fine health-wise. Kyrie, and I know we've been burned by him before. Like we said, he couldn't even go 3 months without an incident. But I don't, like, when he was with LeBron, 3 years, he was on his best, like, that's the best he's played. I mean, individually, he's been great since then, but as a team, he hasn't been able to win and help a team win. The Celtics have been better without him. But I think Kyrie, at least for the rest of this season, Rob, would be fine. So I don't think it would be as much of a, you know, like, I think the only thing that really has to go right, of course, Kyrie, that's always the case. But really, it's AD. And so I agree with you. I'm not saying they definitely would win the West. But, Rob, the West is wide open.
I know.
Wide open. And I think if those three
came
together,
it's so wide open that they're not even in the playoffs.
They would be the favorite.
Right?
They've been banged up, and that's legit. But I'm just saying, I'm assuming Anthony Davis will be healthy. Because I just hate, you know, baking in, oh, he's going to be hurt.
No matter who it is.
You know,
Same thing with
the Clippers.
Right, right.
I mean, we like the Clippers, but you got to, so much has to go right.
Right, and there's no way you could pencil in the Clippers automatically. You just can't do it anymore.
No, you can't pencil in them or the Lakers.
Right. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to be around in April. I don't know who's on load management. You don't know.
No, it's true. It's true. But I will say, Rob, that you agree on paper, because obviously, you know, who knows with these guys. But on paper, Rob, the Lakers, because they've played well in stints and in certain games with just LeBron and AD. They need shooting. That's their biggest weakness, because when AD's there, they're a good defensive team. AD can man the middle on both sides of the floor. LeBron is playing really more like a true small forward and just putting up buckets. And you bring in Kyrie, who can shoot. Their main issue is they can't shoot. They're bottom five in the league in three-point percentage.
Oh, no.
But you bring him in, you got Rui Hachimura, who's a, you know, pretty good shooter. Like, they would be legit. But, Rob, I don't think they're going to get. In fact, I was asked this today on First Things First. Where, you know, trade deadline is February 9th. Where do you expect Kyrie to be February 10th? You know what I said, Rob?
What's that?
Brooklyn.
Yep.
I mean, would you answer that,
Chris,
the same way?
I agree. That's the same answer I would give. Because I don't, the way that they handled the Durant thing, Chris, and I remember you saying this on the show. You said it before. Like, I wouldn't trade him. I don't care. That's what you said. Yep. I would, yep. And that's what they did. And it worked out for them, Chris. That's like ages ago. It feels like ages ago. Durant was playing great, right? The team was winning. It was all about basketball. Like, it almost like it never happened. That's how fast you could get over it. and move forward, and they did the right thing. Sometimes, you know, people could be like, oh, he don't want to be here. Let's get rid of him. Just get rid of him no matter what. You don't get rid of talent
absolutely
like that.
Right.
That you can't. You hurt your franchise. And remember, it's a business.
Yeah, and you got to have some backbone. And the Nets weren't showing backbone, Rob, early in their dealings with Durant or Kyrie.
It's
and
changed now.
Right. Lately they have, and that's what it takes. So we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. First, do you think the Lakers can get Kyrie? And if they do, would they be the favorites in the West? Do you think another championship would be headed to L.A.? You'll turn away in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you, of course, by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. Then all your protection will be in one place. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you think the Lakers can get Kyrie? And if so, how dangerous will they be?
All right, let's go to Mike in Lacey, Washington. Never heard of it. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Where's Lacey, Mike?
We're about a half an hour north of Olympia, about an hour and a half south of Seattle.
Okay, never been there, never heard of it. All right, great. Thanks for supporting the show and calling in, buddy.
Love you guys. I listen to you all the time when I'm coming into work at this time.
Thank you.
I got three comments for you all, and then I'll wait and I'll listen to your reply back. Number one, I was listening to Sir Charles earlier today on a show program before while I was getting ready for work. I am so tired of these NBA players being so pampered, whining and crying and taking time off all the time. Walk away if you don't like what you're doing as a job. Because how many of us can sit there and tell our bosses, well, I'm not going to work, and then be able to still have a job? Number two, I knew Kyrie was going to have a meltdown before the end of this season. And guess what? We haven't even made it to the trading deadline yet, and he's already having issues. Number three, LeBron, he can pack his stats all he wants. Guess what? I've never watched more than a quarter of basketball of LeBron. To me, the GOAT, Jordan, 6-0, baby.
All right, there it is.
All right,
Mike.
That was like a trash talking Tuesday, just it a was. Statement, but okay.
We appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for the support, too, and the MJ. He had to get that in there. All right,
yep.
Aaron, in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Aaron?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
What's How going you? On, gentlemen?
Hey, what guys, I don't think that the Lakers have enough to offer to get a good trade for Kyrie. But I was wondering, what do you think about the Clippers? I think they're in a better position. It doesn't seem like it's really working with just Paul George and Kawhi. And they got a whole bunch of dudes, Marcus Morris, Luke Kennard, Reggie Jackson, that they could trade to equal up to Kyrie's salary.
If I'm the Nets, and I know I don't think the Clippers would do this, but if I'm the Nets and I'm talking to the Clippers, Rob, about Kyrie, I want Kawhi.
Yep. That's the only way I'd make that trade. I'm with you, Chris.
Yep. I mean, he's, you know, they can't be happy with the Kawhi tenure either because he's hurt.
He has issues, but guess what, Chris? You won't hear about him. You know what I mean?
Like, right. And can you imagine him and Durant? I mean, again, it's not likely, but man, they would be monsters.
No, that I'm with you. If the Clippers called, yep, is Kawhi in the deal? No,
right.
Okay, bye. See, wrong
exactly.
Number. Keesney, how do you say his name in Lexington?
Keesney.
It's Kieran Keesney. Yep.
Kieran Keesney. All right, what's up, Kieran Keesney?
What up, man?
Yeah.
Hey,
welcome to
love the show, guys.
Thank you.
I think this guy is just dynamite. No matter where he goes, he's going to blow up. all he wants to do, he's all the time looking for excuses. And I think it's a fear of competition. He doesn't want to face the heat in the playoffs. He just wants to have a ready-baked excuse, and this is it. It's just he's just using the contract to get out of the real heat in the playoffs. He doesn't have the nerve for it.
He's
feeling the pressure. He can't handle the spotlight.
Yeah, he's mad
with the
biggest
dynamite.
Shots in NBA history.
Yeah, I mean, Kyrie. One thing, he's clutch.
He can
He's
play.
Not afraid. Yeah, that's not the issue.
It's just he just got issues.
He like, had it. He's like a golfer that had it at one time that could putt, and now he's lost it. He I don't think he wants to face playoff competition.
Good.
He's
had playoff failures since he left LeBron.
Too. Thank you.
But Rob, I don't think it's because of nerves. I think it just whether he just wasn't good enough in that series or the other team was better.
But it ain't nerves. It comes down to money. He knows he doesn't want to go in
the
open market, Chris. This is his chance to force the Nets to give him $200 million guaranteed. Because if you go in the open market, there might be, we'll take you for a year.
Yep.
Or we might take you for 2 years, but we're not giving you 4 years. And then you have an uphill battle.
It's all about money.
You got to play for
There's
your
no
supper.
No doubt about it. Yep.
Right?
There's no doubt about it.
All right, MJ in New Orleans, let's squeeze him in. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Happy MJ Day. Yeah, how y'all guys doing? Y'all know y'all.
Yeah,
my
it was MJ
so
Day
I
on
every day.
Yes, we appreciate you.
Yes.
You're at work, right?
Yes, sir. I'm at work.
We appreciate
all right, what you got, man?
My, Kyrie to the Lakers, I personally do not want to see that. I do not want him going trying to help LeBron win another championship after that bubblicious championship. No, I see this just like KD asking for a trade this summer. And me, as an avid viewer of sports, I look at it as some type of negotiation stance. I just don't know how all this gets out, like contract, you know, discussions.
No, their camps leak it to the reporters.
Right.
MJ, there's no secret. Like, you hear stuff coming from somebody, they're getting it because they want it. The Kyrie camp wants it out. They want
and
you to know.
A little insight, if it's from Shams, who does a great job, it's Kyrie's camp. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If it's from Woj, who does a great job, it's Sean Marks in the Nets. That's it.
That's how it is.
Right. It's coming out from both camps. I get that. And to say, and everybody always says, like, this all the time, that the NBA player empowerment era, and I don't see how this thing just comes across like that. LeBron, I don't think, is going to get him because you see how the Lakers and Jeannie Buss are not kind of bowing down to this clutch sports thing. But me personally, I would be torn to watch him in a Lakers uniform because I am not a LeBron James type guy. I'm more of a Jordan type guy. I just don't want to see it. But as far as this being something that's blown up, you can say that if you side with whatever, but this isn't an incident. This is a contract negotiation. So I don't see this as an incident. I heard you guys kind of say that, but I don't see it as that.
It's an incident, man. It disrupts the season.
It's disruptive. Like, the team is playing well. They're the fourth best team in the East. You were hoping that Kyrie could get through a season without any more incidents or any other breaking news. And if you're in the locker room, this dude don't want to be here, this and that. Like that's what it's a distraction.
You had a good thing going, Rob. You were a legit contender in the Eastern Conference when you get Kevin Durant back. And you just blowing that to bits. I mean, really. It's unfortunate.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And our next guest is a friend of the show, does a terrific job covering the Nets for the New York Post. We welcome in our man, Brian Lewis. Brian, what up, man?
What's up?
What's up? How you, fellas?
I guess we know what's up.
Yeah, we know you're busy. Chris and I were both former Nets beat writers, so we know.
Right, absolutely. How much of a shock was this to you guys?
Well, I mean, the timing, I guess, you never know when something like this is going to drop, right? The fact that Kyrie and the Nets hadn't been able to come to anything remotely resembling an agreement, that's not a shock. And the fact that, hey, if they're not seeing eye to eye, eventually he's going to want his way out, that's not a shock. But you never know when the shoe is going to drop.
Now, Brian, the Nets have shown us that they've played hardball. Like Kevin Durant wanted out, they refused to give him away. Nope, we can't find a trade. We're not doing it. And Kevin Durant and them made nice. Where do you see this going? Because I could see them saying, we'll just play this out, and if he walks, he walks. Like, I don't see them bending. Where are you?
Well, I'd say the glaring difference is Kevin was signed for 4 years. I mean, his extension hadn't even kicked in when he had asked out.
No, I get that. Right? Yep, I get that.
So, yeah, Kevin, I mean, he's not sitting at home for 4 years, right? So they knew this guy's a professional. He wants to play. He's going to play. And you're not going to get like for like. And you give up any hope of winning a championship if you trade Kevin. So I understand why they would say, yeah, no dice. We're good. We'll work this out. With Kyrie, it's a little bit of a different situation because he can walk. Now, what I would say is this. I don't know that Kyrie has a ton of good options.
Right.
I don't know that there are a ton of teams out there banging down his door to give him extended years. They'll pay him. But I don't think there are a lot of teams right now that are willing to give him a contract that would be to his liking. One GM that I talked to, and this is a direct quote, he said, I think there's only one team that actually wants him.
Right? Lakers, right?
Yes. I was not referring to the team that he's on.
Right. Two questions. One, for the Lakers trade to happen, barring a three-team deal, and they probably try to get that done, the Lakers, but is there any way the Nets take back Russell Westbrook to make that happen? And two, do you know how Kevin Durant is feeling? Maybe that should be you should answer that first. How is Kevin Durant feeling about this situation, if you know?
I do not know. I wish I did. I do not know. I have not been able to get an answer from his camp about how he feels. I would say I think that is – I mean, that's question number one. And I think a lot of teams are probably curious.
They're more interested in Durant, right?
Too. I think a lot of teams are wondering, you know, how's Kevin in all this? You know, that's, you know, I mean, not to be too disrespectful about it, but I mean, that's Kyrie's available and teams are basically saying, hey, is your friend single? I mean, that's basically what
right,
he's coming
right,
out.
Right, right, right.
No,
who's
no.
Who's that with you? So yeah. Westbrook, any way they take him?
I would be surprised if that's what it came down to. I would.
I would be stunned. I can't see that. They didn't want him in the summer, right?
And they would add to their luxury tax bill too.
Which, you know, I have to be fair, Joe Tsai has been willing to spend. Now, I'm not pocket watching, just throwing away another guy's money, but he's been willing to spend, but I think there needs to be a return on investment.
Right.
And I don't think they felt that's not a good return on investment.
Do you?
So I'd be mildly surprised.
Phoenix is interesting because a Nick Claxton and Kyrie trade for, say, and you throw in a couple other players, say, for DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul would work. Now, I don't know if Phoenix would do that, but I'm if I were the Nets, I would do that, Brian.
Nick, oh.
And I like Nick, but for DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul?
Chris Paul gets hurt too much. I don't like that trade. I wouldn't get Chris Paul at this
time. It's interesting. Like they say, before you had my curiosity, but now you have my interest. But I don't know. Here's the thing, and this is what it all comes down to. One, I don't know what Kevin Durant's opinion on that trade is. And until I know how Kevin would see that through his eyes, I don't know how interested I would be.
How do you think, if they keep Kyrie, and Rob and I both feel like on February 10th, guess where Kyrie's going to be? Brooklyn. One, give us your opinion on that. And two, if they keep him, how do you think this affects the locker room? Does he play? And, I mean, do you think that will ruin what they had going? Or do you think they can somehow get past this, at least for the rest of the season, and have the best year they can have?
I do not think at all that it's impossible that he's back here on February 10th. We've seen kind of this show before. And like I said, the market is, all right, the market's better than it was in the summer, but it's not great. All right, that's a low bar I'm setting when I say the market for Kyrie is better than it was in the summer.
Right.
So I would not be at all surprised to see him back here, despite all of the chaos and all the hue and cry that's going on right now. I wouldn't bet against that. Can he come into the locker room and play? Yeah, I mean, apparently, because we all know how messy the contract talks were this summer. We all know, you know, how willing he was to leave. We know he was willing to sit out essentially two-thirds of a season last year. Kyrie seems to be comfortable in those kind of environments.
Yeah, but
he's going to do what he's going to do. So,
but those things they start to add up with you. Like I think Kyrie is pulling this because he doesn't want to get to free agency and realize there aren't that many suitors. Like, yeah, we'll take you for a year or two, but there's no way we're giving you 4 years. And yeah, if you want to come to Detroit, you want to come to Orlando. What was the other teams that have cap space? They're bad teams.
Good teams, right?
Right. That's
they
the
are
issue.
Almost without, yeah, pretty much without exception. Houston, Indiana, yep. San Antonio, Detroit. I mean, they're all.
And they don't even want him at this stage that they're at, you know?
Right. But
they're
trying These are to all rebuild. Teams in various stages of a rebuild. That's right. A fair statement.
Right, right. Quickly before you go, Ben Simmons, where do things stand with him? Our teammates just. And not just teammates, the coaching staff and the organization. Are they just at their wit's end with him? I get the knee, but, dude won't shoot. So, like, it's almost four.
Would you say he won't shoot, you said?
Yeah.
Would you say he won't shoot?
Yeah.
You know what? Here's my thing with him, and this is my thing. I've said this from Jump Street, right? I can live with the fact that he can't hit a 10-foot jumper. I can live with that. I can even tolerate the fact that he's a terrible free throw shooter, right? Because I love Nick Claxton's game, and Nick's a terrible free throw shooter.
Right.
Right? But here's the difference. The difference is Nick will attack the rim at every opportunity, and if Nick Claxton is 3-for-10 and there's 4 minutes left in the game, he's going up strong. And he's like, well, I'm going to end the game 5-for-12 then. I'm going to make right. these next two. That's his attitude. And the problem with Ben is his fear of missing free throws changes the way he plays the game.
So you think that's why he won't attack the rim?
Well, I mean, listen, I can't speak to what's going on in his body. I don't doubt that there are other issues going on. I mean, I understand that he's had a bad back, and I understand nobody goes under the knife just for the fun of it. And I, you know, an L4 hernia, that's painful. I've had it myself. Right. So it's, I understand that he is physically not where he wants to be. But I will just say, in the case of the knee injury, you know, he had an MRI. This MRI didn't turn up anything new that wasn't in the last MRI. Now, I'm not saying that his knee, I'm not saying it's 100%, because nobody's playing in the NBA and their knees are 100%. So when I say, I don't want to use the term clean when I say the MRI came up clean. But my point is, there's nothing new. There's nothing untoward.
Right.
Right? Going on in his knee. So I All would right. say the way he plays the game, yeah, a lot of that is mental, and that's part of the problem.
That's right. Our man Brian Lewis, New York Thanks, Post, Brian. Brooklyn Nets beat reporter. Great stuff, brother. Have a good weekend.
No, appreciate you having me.
Yep. Thank you, buddy. Rob, there was a brouhaha last night between Cleveland and Memphis. We'll get into that next. A real Donnybrook.
A Pier 6 brawl.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I'm at a loss for words.
You had a Donnybrook Pierce's brawl.
Brouhaha. That's next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Funky Flashback Friday, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive, of course, helps you bundle your multi-policies, and you get a discount when you combine your motorcycle, your RV, your boat, your ATV, and more. You'll have all your protection in one place. So bundle and save at Progressive.com.
This is McFadden and Whitehead, right?
Yes. This is an anthem.
See?
You know?
Chris, when I was in junior high school, I had some pimples. They called me McFadden and Blackhead, but that's another story.
Okay.
Alex,
Kawhi didn't like that. I'm surprised.
No.
I thought Kawhi'd like that. All right, Rob, let's talk about what happened last night. I don't know. Was that in Cleveland? I think that was in Cleveland, right? It was Cleveland against Memphis. And Dillon Brooks for the Grizzlies fell. I think they were going for a rebound. And he grabbed, I think he had the ball, but he was on the ground. And he flung his arm back, trying to make it look like an accident. And he hit Donovan Mitchell where the sun don't shine.
Yes. That hurt through the TV set.
Right, and Mitchell wasn't having it. He threw the ball at Brooks and then attacked him and shoved him to the ground. And fortunately, a staffer for the Grizzlies got in the way and tackled Chris, Dillon Brooks.
He what saved was that? Brooks that probably. That was unbelievable. Yeah.
That was great. He probably saved Brooks a mini, you know, multi-game suspension. And maybe Mitchell as well, because he basically kept it from getting out of hand. But, Rob, I'm going to say this. I think what Dillon Brooks did was on purpose. I think it was dirty. And I have no problem whatsoever with what Donovan Mitchell did. He didn't throw a punch. He just went and shoved him. Like, dude, if it were the playoffs, I'd say you got to keep your cool. But in 1 of 82, a regular season game, I think you have to show guys, look, you're not just going to be doing any old thing out here. You're playing dirty, and I'm going to show you that you shouldn't do that.
100%. And Dillon Brooks, Chris, if I'm the NBA, I'm like, okay, we need to nip this in the bud. This seems to keep happening. Now, you know, the Shannon Sharpe situation with Dillon Brooks. You know, like, yep. This is – you could play in the NBA for 15 years, Chris, and you may never have two brouhahas. And he's had two in 2 weeks or two in 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Like let's be honest.
Right.
You got to stop that. You got to say, dude, we're not doing the rough house. We're not having these incidents. It's just happening too frequently for us. Two is too many. And we watched the videotape. I would suspend him for 4 games.
Well, you know he got one.
Is that all it was?
He got one, and Mitchell got a $20,000 fine. I'm surprised Mitchell didn't get suspended either, but he didn't throw a punch, so maybe that's it. Well, obviously,
I think
he
the
was
punch
reacting.
Saved him. Right, okay.
But, Rob, I do think they should call Brooks and say what you said. Like, look, and I don't have – Brooks, Rob, is becoming like a Draymond Green.
Right.
Matt Barnes, not dirty, but Matt Barnes was one of those, you know, kind of tough guys that would get into it with guys. I don't mind guys
I don't
like
mind that.
That. Right. I'm fine with that, but just don't get dirty. And Draymond was like, Rob, Draymond would kick you. Remember, his legs would be flying all over the place, and he'd
you
find a
that?
Way
Didn't
to kick,
kick
you.
Didn't he kick LeBron in the thing?
Yeah. And that's what got him suspended in the finals and may have cost him a championship. So you just – I don't mind Brooks being a tough guy, talking his trash. You know, if something happens, he's kind of got his teammates back, and he's not going to back down. That's all fine. But don't get dirty, man. Just don't. It's not worth it for your team. Now you're out of game, and it just ain't cool. And so hopefully he'll learn from this, Rob. I don't know if he will, but hopefully he'll learn with this because he's a good player too.
He's got a persona, and there's nothing wrong with that. Cut out the other stuff, the extracurricular. Right. Just cut that out.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Hour number three is coming up. We got Mark Medina from NBA.com, friend of the show.
Funky Cole Medina.
Yes. And so keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, we will continue to talk about Kyrie, and we will give you a chance to call in and share your thoughts. And we got a little Tom Brady mixed in there as well.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Rob loves talking Tom Brady now that he's retired. Brady can't come back and hurt him. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.